You know, it goes against human nature to have boys going into girls' locker rooms and vice versa. I mean, even a child can figure that out. Can you imagine kindergartners, first graders, third graders, fourth graders, junior highers, high schoolers going into the bathrooms of the opposite sex? That makes no sense.
And it's dangerous. We're already getting reports.
Right.
We had a young lady, a millennial, if you will, of the younger generation. She produced a video. Her name is Angela Zatopek. She's from the Houston area. And she talked about some of these instances where people were confronted with that, with a man in the woman's bathroom. And the woman acted alarmed or surprised. And she got punched in the mouth and lost some teeth. I mean, we're talking about a situation where the environment can get incredibly hostile. And that's why the message of safety is resonating so well, and it's real. And it's something that has to be addressed. And I think you're going to see with what happened in Houston, you're going to see elected officials notice that. Hillary Clinton got involved in messaging. She was supportive of the bathroom bill. And so were certain
why
other.
Why does that not surprise me?
And so I think that with all the attention that's getting, you're going to see other elected officials go, you know what? This is a concern to my community as well. Mm. And it's important to me to protect safety, to have some objectivity and consistency in law. Otherwise, these things are going to get out of control. You're going to have lawsuits that are going to be expensive for local government. And yeah, you're going to have people's safety threatened.
Yeah, I can't be specific about this. I can only be general. But I want to say to the parents around the country, you need to tell your elected representatives, you assault the morality of my son or my daughter in this way, I'll do everything I can to beat you.
It's interesting that you use the word assault in there because our opponents on these issues love to state that, well, there haven't been any incidents in this. Mm. And a lot of that comes back to what you consider an incident. Are they waiting for a true physical assault? Which is that their bar, that it has to be a true physical assault? Or is it the 14-year-old girl or all of the 14-year-old girls in the locker room when the 15-year-old boy comes in and disrobes, but a boy that believes that he's a girl?
And who is she going to tell about that? Many girls would be far too embarrassed to go tell anybody about it.
And if they do, they know that they're going to be labeled as haters. And once again, I have to say, modesty is not hate.
Well, and Ryan, you mentioned this, I think, in the previous segment about bullies and some of the issues and how the messaging. So this young lady I was mentioning, Angela Zatopek, posted a video about her concern in Houston about this bathroom bill. Well, just after she posted it, somebody posted a message on social media, a man, saying that if the law in Houston, the bathroom bill, was passed, he was going to follow her around to when she went into a bathroom and he was going to rape her. I mean, this is some of the things we see sometimes on social media. That is a very serious issue. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was very concerning to her at the time. It was very disruptive and something that, you know, really bothered her. And so, you know, you hate to wait until something like those things happen to where that threat becomes true to think that's when we respond. We know enough about this issue now.
Yeah.
We know that the voters—
We know enough about human nature.
That's right.
We really do. We know enough about human nature and predators to understand this is a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
But again, we want to approach this with compassion. We have compassion for anybody that feels that biology has betrayed them. But we have compassion for the rest of the community that's going to be intruded on by this
then
kind of thinking.
Then go into a neutral bathroom alone.
We've made accommodations all along. When we first started battling this in California, I sat down with administrators at high schools. They said, well, this is not anything new to us. We've made accommodations along the way. But now the demand is, I don't want an accommodation. I want to be able to go into that restroom.
That's
that
exactly right.
Or, that
or both.
Yeah.
Both restrooms. Ryan, you mentioned the word predator a moment ago. You will not even allow your 9-year-old son to go into a men's bathroom alone.
No. I'm one of those parents because it only takes one time. That's it. It just takes one time.
And so bathrooms can be dangerous places.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen those videos. There was the one in Las Vegas where a kid comes running out holding his pants and there had been a predator in there that raped a kid that was by himself. It just takes one. This is happening in regular bathrooms. Why are we trying to mix genders in bathrooms? It's just, again, you said it yesterday, Dad. I can't even believe we're talking about it. It just seems like I'm in a crazy situation right now that we're talking about letting grown men go into bathrooms where little girls are.